After today's Dose of Tech, stay tuned for an incredible call for my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show. And this is a conversation you're not going to want to miss. You know the old saying, what do you call the person who graduates last in medical school? Doctor. Today, the best way to check out a doctor online. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. Accelerate your AI workload today. Take a free test drive at oracle.com/Kim. Beyond the online reviews, which can be gamed, you need to do a little extra digging to see if a doctor is up to snuff. Start by verifying your doctor's credentials. Are they certified? How long have they been practicing? The American Board of Medical Specialties has an online database where you can check if a doctor is board certified in their specialty. Head to certificationmatters.org. That's certificationmatters.org. Type in your doc's name. The second step, check to see if your doctor's gotten in any legal trouble. Every state has a medical board that licenses and oversees medical practitioners. Just search for your doctor's name on the board's website. Join over 500,000 people who get my free newsletter. You can sign up for free right now at my website, getkim.com. Here's an outstanding call for my weekend show. You're going to love it. Of course, my weekend show is called The Kim Komando Show. I know, some things in tech really make sense. Michael in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Kim. Thank you very much for taking my call today. I really enjoy your show, and congratulations to you on all of your success.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So about a year and a half ago, you were nice enough to recommend two different dash cams for me that my buddy was going to buy for me for a birthday present. So your wonderful producer at the time sent me two different dash cams. One was around $1,000, and the other one was less than $100. So my friend got me the one, the lower priced one, and right now it has basically outlived its usefulness. It is not recording. It's
that's too bad.
With the SD card, and this particular model does not have any email support. They don't answer emails, and they just don't. You know, once you buy it, you're pretty much on your own.
Wow, that's pretty crappy.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, you know, I'm going to be looking for me to get one, and I'd like to spend, you know, anywhere between $100 and $150, and I just want a totally different one than the one that I have.
I don't blame you at all. I mean, that's the last thing I want to do is, and I'm sorry that we even sent you a link to one that kind of crapped out.
I don't blame you at all. I certainly do not blame you. You were nice enough to give me, because I had never had a dash cam. I don't blame you for this in any way, form, or fashion.
Good.
I blame the company. So you were very sweet to me that day, just like you are right now. I sincerely appreciate you hooking me up with this dash cam, you know, over a year and a half ago. So that's why I called back.
Okay,
You're the digital goddess. You know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you know, you've got different types of dash cams. What is it that you're hoping to achieve? You want the front and the rear? Is it important to you that maybe it's recording when it's in what's called parking mode?
Yes.
Okay, so if something happens when the car is parked, that you'll be notified. Of course, you want a G sensor, which means that if there's an impact, all of a sudden it records it, and then you have all that in the back. Now, I hardly ever do this, but here's what I want to do, Michael, because and I know you told me that I shouldn't feel badly, but I do feel badly that this dash cam that you bought, it should have lasted more than a year and a half. So what I want to do is something different here. Is I want to get the make and model of this dash cam that your friend got you. That's $100, and I want to see if we can reach out to before you spend money on another one. I want to see if we can get you help on this one. Okay, so I want to get the make and model of this dash cam, And I want to contact the PR department for this dash cam. And I want them to make good on this purchase. That's what I want. I want them to say, yes, we'll fix it. You know what? I guarantee you, they may not answer your emails, but they will answer my emails, because the last thing that they want me to do is to come up on the air and say, you know, this guy, Michael in Atlanta, bought a dash cam from a company by the name Crosstour, and nobody responds to any of his requests for help. What is that about? And if you're listening, Crosstour, you want to reach out to me. I got an email link right on the homepage, commando.com. Email Kim. So I put you on hold, Michael. We're going to get the specs. I need to get all the information. And come next Monday, they're going to be hearing from me. And thank you so much for your kind words and your call. Thanks a ton for listening. Now, if you have questions, comments, or just a digital dilemma, find your way to commando.com and hit that email Kim link. I treat each email like it's a VIP guest at a tech expo. Now, you can turn tech chaos into clarity. How? Well, you know, get my free daily newsletter over at getkim.com.